This new one that I just wrote. Whoever would have thought that I'd be standing here today? They said that I wouldn't make it. If I did, somebody would be praying. And whoever would have figured I'd be washed and made whole after all of the drama and the lies that I told?
Felicia describes herself as a singer, a poet, and a sister. Growing up in a house with two brothers and three sisters in a neighborhood where the streets were filled with drugs, she became involved in the drug scene at a young age. Now, as she serves a 15-year prison sentence, she says that by living each day with a newfound spirituality, she has found a way to be free, even while being behind bars.
I don't know where I'm destined to go, but I'm excited about my return to freedom. And I thank God that I'm free in my mind and in my spirit. I have become spiritually connected with everything around me, even the sun, even the air, you know, to appreciate when I do leave here, not to take those things for granted.
Felicia finds inspiration in the strength of the women she is surrounded by. In particular, she remembers a good friend of hers from Tutwiler who passed away in her 80s in the midst of serving a lifetime sentence without parole.
And I remember seeing her every day with her clothes pressed and ironed, her hair made up, her makeup on, and she would be doing for herself. And that gave me strength to know if this older lady can get up and she has this sentence and know that she's not going to leave, I can do the same for myself. And when I leave this place, I will not just live for myself. I will try to live for those that I leave behind, because some of them are never going to get out.
Through the classes in AIMS Project Reconnect, which are taught by a former inmate, Miss Karen Carr, Felicia says that she has been able to gain independence and a new certainty in the future that lies ahead.
I haven't found everything, but learning, keeping an open mind, trying things that I don't know nothing about. In the end, I realized I can do that. I really finished that, you know. That's excitement to me. They really care. You know, some people just come in and they'll tell you something they read out of a book, but the difference is Karen's inside knowledge and her coming back in and showing us I can do this. You know, she did it, so I can do this.
Felicia is excited to get out and see her 13 nieces and nephews. But in the meantime, she hopes to inspire the women around her to stay positive, despite the incredibly unforgiving living conditions of life in prison.
They're locked up without hope. I'm locked up, and I have hope. Every day, I know that this is just a temporary setback. It will not last forever. But in the meantime, what am I going to do to tell the next lady with life that it is a tomorrow, and if it come, we'll get through it? You've been to prison, but you don't have to be a prisoner when you leave.